I had a different message prepared, but as they were singing there, the presence of God, the Lord began to deal with me that we needed to do a healing service tonight. Now, I wanted to, and I said, well, Lord, I haven't even prepared for healing. He said, I know it, but that's what I want. I said, all right. But he brought something to me. He said, people are always looking for my power to heal them. And he said, that's not what heals them. He said, and he took me there real quickly. And of course, Mark 5:25, he said, my power went out of me. The woman with the issue of blood. Remember the story? How many remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? You know, he said, I said, who touched me? And power, I said, well, power went out of me. But remember when I told the woman that she was healed, I told her her faith healed her. And then he said, look at Luke 5:17. The power of the Lord was present to heal them, but didn't anybody but that one man that was on the stretcher that got let down get healed? And he said, look at what I said. When I saw their faith. So many times we get hung up on the power part, but it's the power, like he said, the power is always present everywhere. It don't have to be in a service. But he said, it's the faith. It's faith that actually heals you, because that activates the power. He said, you can have dynamite or powder, gunpowder, anything. You can have it laying around. But it can't explode until something activates it. And he brought something else to me just real quick. You know what? You can have all kinds of gasoline around and it won't burn until there is an activator, which is a spark. It can either be from a flame. It can be from a spark off of a tap, off of a shoe. But the power for the explosion is there all the time, he said. Just like the power for my healing is there all the time. And people are looking at the power when they should be looking for the igniter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He just began to minister all that to me there as we were singing that other song. That's why I want him to sing something on this. Now, there may be somebody in the crowd here too, but I know somebody that's watching, you got a shoulder pain right here. It's just a dull ache in that shoulder. And the Lord wants to heal you. If you're in this crowd and you got that, come on down here and stand on each side. Just leave this table and just put them on each side. Father, in the name of Jesus, I reach my hand right now. The healing power is flowing. That shoulder is well in the name of Jesus. The power of God's flowing in. And that shoulder is well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be healed. Shoulder, be healed in Jesus' name. Now, the minute I get through, start moving your shoulders. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Shoulders, be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now move your shoulder around. Come on, let me see. Let me see what's happening. Be healed. Be healed. Hallelujah. What about it? What's that smile all about?
There's no pain.
There's no pain?
There's no pain.
What about? No pain? No pain? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where's the other people that was down here? How about it, Greg? Oh, he's giving me a thumbs up. Somebody back there, wave. Y'all waving at me. Hallelujah. If you on the you were watching there, you can write in to them up there. They can put it up there. They'll put the testimony up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, pakasana nana. Yele me sotolobori. Prandrese. Pandrese. Hekepa. Your shoulder. Come on. Apakana nana. Be healed in Jesus' name. Move your shoulder. Check it out. Check it out. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sickness can't stay here any longer.
Sickness can't stay any longer. Come on, say it.
Glory to God. Man, I don't know about you, but they were strong. I don't know whether you felt it or not, but they are strong. Strong anointing in this place. I'm going to tell you what. Hallelujah. One of the strongest anointings I felt in a while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just raise our hands and praise the Lord. If you've been filled with the Spirit, pray in the heavenly language. Rongo lobro sapanana di kiti limonje amle siti limonshombre di diamanze e che te le beke sando lobre patana li che shombodo mandali li bikini ba. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. It shall be even as you have believed. Your believing is more important than anything else. As you believe, you will receive. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. That's what I heard. That's what I spoke. Glory, glory, glory. Well, hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, it's a little different tonight, wasn't it? Hallelujah. How many of you down here in the healing line, you can check yourself right now. And you know you're healed. You can check it, whatever it was. Wave at me. Let me see your hands all over. Look at them. They can check it and know. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Huh?
Can I marshal them back?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. I don't care.
Be seated for just a moment. The Lord just seemed to impress upon me to, for those of you that were in the healing line, you know, some have been healed immediately. Your symptoms have gone. But some, as the Bible says, that they were healed as they went. It is so very important that you keep the switch of faith turned on. I'm reminded of a healing that I had many, many, many years ago, back in the 70s. I was coming down the steps of my house, going, of course, faster than I should. I was carrying laundry, and I dropped some of the laundry. And when I did, I reached over to pick it up. When I did, I lost my footing because I was barefooted. You know, I always stay barefooted in the house. I was barefooted. I slid down the stairs. I landed at the last rung of the steps. I mean, I heard a crack. Now, I thought that I'd probably broken my pelvic. I did not know. The pain was so excruciating. It was worse than childbirth ever was. And so immediately, of course, we went to the doctor. I had fractured my tailbone. You know, there are some things in your body that you don't even think of until something happens. And I want to tell you what, if anybody has ever fractured your tailbone, oh my goodness, you do not know how many nerves are there that are just triggered. So the prognosis was this: there's nothing medically we can do. The prognosis was that the doctor I went to was, he was on our board. He was a medical doctor. And of course, he knew that I was believing. He said, let me just tell you, the medical prognosis is that most of the time, this does not heal Normally, most of the time, people get on painkillers and they have to stay on painkillers for the rest of their life. And of course, he said, but of course, I know what you're believing for. And so, you know, we laid hands, prayed the prayer of faith, and I said, you know, thank God I'm healed. I'm healed by the power of God. Well, I want to tell you what, the pain was still there. And I will never forget what my husband said many, many years ago. I said, honey, the pain is still so excruciating. And he said this to me, and this is what I want to say to you. He said, honey, every time that you feel that pain, you confess, I thank you, Father, that the power of God is working in my body to affect a healing and a cure. I want to tell you what, if I said that once, I said it umpteen times. The doctor had given me something for pain, and I went back to him about a week later, and I said, listen, doctor, I only took that a couple of days. It didn't help. And he said, so I said, you know, no reason to take it if it doesn't help. And he said, oh my goodness, you must really be in pain. I have a high pain tolerance. He said, you must be really in pain because I gave you triple the dose that I normally give people. And so I, you know, but anyway, I kept on saying it. I thank you, Father, the power of God is working in my body to effect a healing and a cure. And I want to admonish you that if you are still experiencing symptoms, you keep on saying, the power of God went into my body. I activated it by faith. I activated, the activation was there. Now that power is working in my body right now to affect a healing and a cure. Make a long story short, it was about a month later. Actually, every week, the pain got less and less and less and less. It was about a month later that no pain at all. I went back to the doctor examination, and he said, your tailbone, it has healed perfectly. It has healed perfectly. From that day to this, that is in the 1974, actually, from that day to this, no pain at all. But I want to tell you what, had I not continued to confess that, had I not continued to, that power working in my body, that power is working in your body, and you will continue to activate that by the confession of your faith. So I want to admonish you to do that, and I'll tell you what, we're going to hear many more testimonies from what God has done this Wednesday night, March the 29th. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, that, yeah, you know, we have to live by what we preach. And she said that for a month before. In fact, we kept going out and preaching and flying, and she had one of them deals that she took to sit on. She couldn't sit anywhere without one of those ring deals. How many know what I'm talking about? I mean, she was in. Now, about 78, maybe 79. This lady likes to clean the house at midnight. After 51 years, I just leave her alone, going about my business. But she had, the school was going on. We didn't have the church then. We just had the school, and I was at school every day teaching, and then I would go out on the weekends, and we'd go out and preach. But I, because she was had the kids there at home, and they were small, and so I would help her then at night to help, you know. And we had gotten the kids down and gotten them into bed. And I don't know, it was about 11 o'clock, something like that, 11:30. And I was sweeping the stairs, and I somehow got tangled up in the hose and fell down the stairs. And when I hit, and this ankle, you could hear it. And I crawled to the couch, and she said my leg coming down straight, and then my ankle was like this. I mean, it was just. And we started praying, and man, the pain was horrible. And we prayed, and so then she went in another room, and she had called mom and dad, and so by the time they got there, that thing, I felt it and I saw it. It just moved and straightened out. And all the pain was gone. Hallelujah. I never went to the doctor or anything. I don't know whether I broke it or whether I tore all the ligaments or what I did, but I know one thing. My leg was straight and the ankle and the foot was at a 90-degree angle. I know that. But you see, God, I don't know why some people get instant healings and some people get, our Bible says some were healed in, some were healed as they went. Some began to amend from that hour. I know I was preaching with Dad in California back in the 70s, and I was doing the afternoon meetings. He's doing morning and night. We was in there in Anaheim at the old convention center, and I think was in the orange room or one of them rooms. It held about 4,000, and he was having about that many at night, and he was having it full at night. And I only had it half full in the afternoon because he was more famous than me. But anyway, they rolled a lady in on a stretcher. Now, I never will forget it. I'm preaching. I'm already just starting to preach, and they rolled her in. And it caused quite a commotion because they had all the machines and everything, and they were rolling them hooked up to her. And I found out later, because I prayed for her, and they rolled her out just like she came. But I found out later that she had cancer, and the doctor said he didn't expect her to live to 6 o'clock, and if she lived to midnight, it'd be a miracle. And so, but the story was that she just began to get better day by day, and 6 weeks later, she walked out of the hospital completely, no cancer. I told you that, and she told you there to keep the switch of faith turned on. Hello? Amen. If you want to keep the light on, you got to keep the switch on, right? On. Because that switch keeps the power going to the light. Is that correct? So you keep the switch of faith turned on, it keeps the power flowing. It just keeps the power flowing. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. I that's all I got. Hallelujah. Everybody stand up. Let's praise God. Thank God for the healing power. Thank God for the power of God, the healing power. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that can arrest us and change our what we're going to do and help us go another way. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if you happen to be here and you don't know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, my team is coming right now. The guys on this side, the ladies over here. You come if you need to rededicate your life to God. If you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, or you want them to agree with you in prayer about anything, as we're dismissed, come on down here and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, School of the Bible. You say, well, what is School of the Bible? Well, that's a great place that you can get involved in a Bible class that with your age group and marital status, and just have a great time. And then the morning worship service starts at 10. I'll be here, so come expecting, come believing, turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, it's the faith that activates the power. And you're dismissed. If you need prayer, if you'd like to receive the Holy Spirit, if you'd like to receive Jesus or rededicate your life, come to the front right now.